And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was Prisoner from Texas with the song You're Freaking Me Out. And that was off their debut cassette tape. And you should be hearing more from them in the future if you want to listen to them, because they're going to put out records and all that other shit. But for now, they have a cassette tape out. You should check it out. It's awesome. But like I said, welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll. This is a special show, kind of. I mean, it's just me playing records in the Maximum Rock and Roll house. But the special part is, this is the last time that the radio show will be recorded in the house, and the last time we'll be playing the records physically in the Maximum house, which is bittersweet and sad. I'm not actually playing any records from the collection, because the collection is gone. The house is empty of Maximum Rock and Roll green tape records. It's a weird thing. It's a weird sight. So a lot of these are my records. Sorry about that. And a few records that came in for review recently that have not been green taped yet. And I'm going to get on with it, and I'm going to play some new records and tapes. And we're going to start off with Dark Thoughts. This record's not that new. It's from last year, but still, it's awesome. The label never sent this record in to be reviewed, and that is a shame. Anyway, this is a twofer. It's No Good and Don't Wanna by Dark Thoughts. Feeling pretty good. Got a good body in the neighborhood. Anytime you ride, got me free wherever you go. I'm a good request. But you need a work like hello. How are you? Where have you been? I'm on the inside of the outside of you. Everybody seems to know my face, and I can't remember the day. I'm not too bad.
face.
Right, that was Dialer off of their new split LP with Chronic Anxiety. The song was called Vampire Pelt. I love this band. Before that was Hex by the band Wombo. Anyway, Hex, W-O-M-B-O. Hex was the song, and that was off their new cassette tape. They are awesome. Before that was Globsters with The Wildest Flower. Globsters had one of my favorite LPs that came out in the last few months. Track it down if you can. It is awesome. Before that was Bipolar and the Space Fuckers with Alpha Centauri Skinheads. Before that was Clarko with Mediocre Man. We played Clarko on the show last week. We played the A side. That was the B side. I love that band. Good work. And before that was Body Break from Montreal. That was off their new cassette. The song was called Mob Concrete. And starting off the set was two songs from Dark Thoughts off their LP from last year. No Good and Don't Wanna was the name of those two songs. Moving on, I'm playing a set of bands from the 90s that happened to have sort of poppy hooks and maybe got lumped into a pop punk category in that time and place. But I think these bands have more of an affiliation with basement punk and hardcore and the DIY scene than they ever would with bands like fucking Screeching Weasel and garbage like that fucking shit. These bands are awesome, and we're going to start off with Pink Collar Jobs from Boone, North Carolina. This is off of their maybe one and only 7-inch, I think it is. It's a split with Rustweiler, and the song is called Kitchen. Here it is.
Take it over, respond, I don't feel very good. Yeah.
All right, that was the Grumpies with the song In My Past. Full disclosure, that was my old band. Before that was Cleveland Bound Death Sentence with the song Rumble Seats and Running Boards off of their first 7-inch. Before that was Van Bilderass from Gainesville, Florida with the song One Shot Deal. Before that was Ambition Mission with the song Into Enemy Territory. People from that band went on to be in This Is My Fist, Fourth Rotor, Canadian Riffle, a bunch of other bands, and I love Ambition Mission. Before that was the Larry Birds from Dayton, Ohio, off of their, I believe, final 7-inch. The song was called Rushville. And starting off the set was Pink Collar Jobs on their only 7-inch. They're from Boone, North Carolina, and that song was called Kitchen. Moving on, I'm going to play some other 90s. Am I just playing 90s shit? Sorry. I'm going to play other 90s stuff, just budget rock bullshit from the Bay Area. This is Supercharger with the song Mystery Action.
That's right. I smoke.
1, 2, 3, 4. My baby's got a mystery action.
This is the Brentwoods.
They broke my heart and they broke it, John. And I just can't touch them no more.
That was the Bobby Teens with the song Hey Roxy. Before that was the Donnas with I Want to Be a Unabomber. Before that was the Brentwoods with You Broke My Heart and I Broke Your Jaw. And then there was the Car Thieves with the song Shake a Leg. And starting off the set was Supercharger with Mystery Action. I just wanted to play all that stuff because it's some of the first stuff from the Bay Area that I ever got into when I was living in Alabama, because somehow the record store just got everything that was like garage rock related. And it has, I think it has a lot more character and energy than most garage rock that is just kind of tame rock and roll. So I just wanted to give a shout out to that shit. And then the last set I'm going to play for you today is just some odds and ends of four songs. I think I'm going to have time to play four songs that really have nothing to do with each other. And starting off the set is the band who asked the eternal question, who killed Spiky Jacket? This song is called Punks Dress Punk.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for joining us. That was Yuka Phillips, and the song was called La Orbiel. That was off their first LP, I believe. Still a band. Been a band since like 1996, putting out a new LP right now as we speak in 2019. They've changed a whole lot, and they've even changed their name to Village of Spaces, and but they are still going strong. Before that was Hull from Copenhagen with a title that I'm not going to say because it's letters that I did not grow up learning. But it's off their LP that got released, I think, after they were done being a band. Hot New Mexicans off their final LP. Song was called Start With a Maybe. Before that was Jack Wacker, who was from Bloomington, Indiana in the early 90s in blew at least the 15 minds that came to see them. This song, I'm not even going to say the name of that song. Before that was Who Killed Spiky Jacket with Punk's Dress Punk. But anyway, thanks for joining us on Maximum in this echoey, empty house that we're sending our last radio broadcast from. The radio show will still continue, but just a different secret location. And you'll still enjoy it, I'm sure. If you enjoyed it before, it's going to be just the same. It's just not going to be in the house, and it's not going to be with the Green Tape record collection, and it feels completely insane to me. It feels fucked up. So yeah, thanks for joining me in this lonely big house where I'm sitting, and we're going to take you out with Full Sun off of their new LP. The song is called Manipulation. Their whole LP is great. You should get it. It's beautiful. It's got screen printed inserts. It's cool as fuck. Thank you for joining us. Bye.